Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
On Election Day, California voters will decide on another food labeling ballot initiative, one that is being watched intently by the food industry. If it passes, the California Right to Know Genetically Engineered Food Act, popularly known as Prop 37, would require genetically engineered foods to be prominently labeled as such and prohibit any processed food from being labeled as natural, even if it is not genetically engineered. As with many ballot initiatives in California, Prop 37 is superficially appealing, yet counterproductive from both a policy and economic standpoint. Supporters of Prop 37 rely on the tried and true argument of the consumer right to know. Asking Californians whether they want GMOs labeled is like asking a suburbanite, would you like a rose in your garden? Obviously, everyone wants a rose for their garden, and unfortunately, many Californians will mindlessly support mandatory GMO labeling. The Federal Food and Drug Administration establishes labeling requirements for foods nationwide. FDA requires all ingredients to be labeled and insists on special labeling if there are food safety or allergen concerns or other material facts that consumers need to know about an ingredient or product. FDA has studied this question and ruled correctly that crops produced through genetic modification do not require special labeling or attention. Selective breeding and hybridization, first discovered by Gregor Mendel in the mid-1800s, have allowed farmers to produce many of today's hardier, insect-resistant, more nutritious, and organoleptically desirable crops. GMOs, first introduced in 1995, are not much different from products produced by selective breeding. Instead of crossing two desirable genes from a pea, GMOs introduce a gene from a different species, for example, a fish, which enable a fruit or vegetable to be more weed or pest resistant. New seeds like Monsanto's Drought Guard will help protect tomorrow's most precious resource, water, and promote food security. 17 years later, GMOs appear safe and are dramatically contributing to food security and environmental protection. The concerns raised by the naysayers have not been realized. Non-scientific restrictions, including pejorative or scary labeling of GMO crops, are not warranted. Vote no on Proposition 37. Even the LA Times, never a bastion of moderate thinking, has come out against this ballot initiative. Unique labels for the California market will raise havoc in the food industry. If folks want to buy products that don't contain GMOs, look for the organic label. Until next week, I'm Rick Frank, sitting in for Jack Block in Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.